It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Everybody survived the holiday season. We are staring down the barrel at a new year. 2012 is just around the corner, so what better time than to have a year-in-review edition of The Interface. Joey LaRocque joining you once again here via iywrestling.com, and let's take a look at some of the major things that happened in 2011. Now, it's going to be impossible for me to encapsulate everything that actually happened, so we're just going to look at some of the more major events that took place. First of all, at the turn of the year, Alexandra, who was the commissioner of IYFW in 2010, stepped down from her position, and there was a lot of talk about who was going to take over that job. Well, at Defy the Odds, at April 30th, back in Balsam Spa, the new management representative was appointed in the form of Harold Touchelet. Now, Harold Touchelet seemed to be working in favor of the fans and the company and all that good stuff at the Defy the Odds event, but as time went on, we started to see that he was actually a pawn in a plot by the Millennium Million Scott Scarsdale to take the In Your Face Wrestling Championship later on in the year. Harold Touchelet was then later outed, you might say, as actually being wrestling personality, good Lord willing, by Max Burton. Max Burton, who had also been somewhat of a part in the plot, you might say, by Scott Scarsdale, who felt that he had been wronged by Scarsdale, went right to the office of IYFW, exposed what went on behind the scenes there, and Touchelet was outed, and Max Burton was put in the position of Minister of Wrestling Operations, and he's been in charge of the shows ever since August's Summertime Brews event. Now, good Lord willing, has gone back to active duty on the roster, and from what we are hearing, he will be in action on January 14th at Seize the Moment. Now, as they say in business, if you want to find out what's going on, you got to follow the money. Well, in IYFW, why don't we do something a little different, and we're going to follow the gold. First of all, we talk about the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. It started out around the waist of the modern-day marquee, Guillaume Desaad, at Defy the Odds, and he was defending against then-number one contender, Drake Evans. Well, Desaad had been making a habit out of getting himself disqualified, getting himself counted out, even walking out on a match back at Controlled Chaos in December 2010 against Pro Wrestling Nova star Bobby Fish, just to keep the IYFW title. Well, Harold Touchelet and other IYFW officials had had enough, and at Defy the Odds, after getting himself disqualified again against Drake Evans, he was stripped of the IYFW title, and the title was put up for grabs as the prize in the Coronation Cup, which took place on June 25th. Usually the winner of the Coronation Cup becomes the number one contender to that title. This time, the winner will get the title themselves, and the winner of the Coronation Cup was, of course, the Force from the North, Vigo. He overcame insurmountable odds, you might say, that night to win the title. He would also defend it against the Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale on August 13th's event, Summertime Brews. But then it all would come down to October 1st anniversary show, Season 5, Cauldron of Hate, the match that they said would never take place, the grudge match of the year made by Minister Max Burton. Vigo would finally get in the ring one-on-one with a man who had stabbed him in the back last year in 2010 at the Coronation Cup show, Pierre the Beast Vachon. The grudge match of the year took place, and Vachon, with the help of a fireball and the mandible claw, went home that night IYFW champion and still holds that belt to this date. Drake Evans, once again, stands on the cusp of becoming IYFW champion as he is the number one contender once again to take on Pierre Vachon in the main event of Seize the Moment on January 14th. Also, in the tag team division IYFW, we saw the formation of a new tag team in the form of The Enemy. Adam Badger, who had become to known as The Spectacle, brought back an IYFW, someone we hadn't seen in the latter half of 2010, that being Michael Monroe, or I should say, megastar Michael Monroe. These two men formed a tag team called The Enemy, and they would go on to become tag team champions by defeating the International Ego Trip, Franz Roddy, and the Northern Stud. Now, those two men would cease to become a tag team when The Enemy won the tag team titles, but one team that always seemed to be on the heels of The Enemy was The Uprising, Loverboy Ricky Williams and Jamar Magic Justice. Now, these two men would try to go after the titles, but Jamar unfortunately suffered a bad ankle injury back in the summer and was not able to compete for those titles, but as time went on, Jamar was able to recover, and he came back and wrestled in the main event of the Brass Ring Show back on November 12th, along with Loverboy and Shiloh Robinson against The Enemy and Franz Roddy in that spectacular elimination match of Survival. Well, the tag team Bucks titles still hold around the waist of Adam Badger Michael Monroe, but as previously reported, rumors are flying that Adam Badger actually has a shoulder injury and will not be able to defend the titles on January 14th. We have not gotten full confirmation on this rumor. We have not gotten full confirmation what's going to happen with the tag team titles. Are they going to be defended? Will Adam Badger be able to find a replacement? We still don't know yet. January 14th, hopefully, we'll get the answer. And the final championship to talk about is the New Breed title. Started around the waist of the Pillar Roman Dominguez, who proved to be a dominant champion. The first New Breed champion, held that title for a very, very long time. Defended it against some great competitors until it was him and the mighty Franz Roddy meeting one-on-one in one of the most entertaining matches of the year, in my opinion. At Season 5 Cauldron of Hate, that night Franz Roddy walked out with the title and be able to claim himself the first ever Triple Crown winner in IYFW history. But Roman Dominguez, he didn't stop for an instant. He looked forward and he is gunning now for the IYFW Championship. The Pillar, he is set. He wants his chance at that title. 2012 could be the year the Pillar rises to that championship. Well, there's all kinds of other stuff that took place in IYFW. We saw a lot of new faces come in. We saw some returns as well, including Itana. We saw the return of Good Lord Willing. The return of our former IYFW Tag Team Champion Bombshell Burt Williams has been great to see. We've seen other great competitors like Liam McFerrin. He is on a great winning streak going in IYFW these days. We're also seeing Shiloh Robinson get a lot of great notoriety as well. All kinds of other great competitors are coming out of the woodwork these days to be a part of In Your Face Wrestling. Now, a couple guys, of course, we do need to mention that definitely made an impact are the Savage Wolves, CJ Scott and Damon Ravage. We've seen the videos that they've been doing, the attacks they've been doing, their match they had at the Brass Ring where they stole the dog tags of referee Dan Roberts. The video was put up here at iWifeWrestling.com. Dan Roberts made it perfectly clear that he wants the Savage Wolves, either singles, tag, handicap, whatever. He wants his military dog tags back. He wants his pride back. And it looks like from the latest post here at iWifeWrestling.com that Dan Roberts, or should I say Sergeant Fury, is going to get a one-on-one match against one of the Savage Wolves, the Wolf CJ Scott himself. Well, that's just a quick little recap, folks. Like I said, I can't possibly go over all the details that happened in 2011 in IYFW. You know, the whole controversy surrounding the IYFW title at the Coronation Cup event because of Scott Scarsdale. Other things that took place this year. The way you can do it, go to the merchandise page here at iYFWrestling.com and grab a copy of any one or all of the 2011 events. Defy the Odds from April, the Coronation Cup 2011 from June, Summertime Brews from August, the Anniversary Show Season 5, Cauldron of Hate from October, or the Brass Ring from November. Now, something we don't do here at IYFW, or officially do at IYFW, is do any kind of awards at the end of the year. We don't do Match of the Year or Wrestler of the Year because that's completely subjective. That's up to the fans. So we ask you, email us here at iYFWrestling.com. Let us know, who do you think was the Wrestler of the Year? Who was the most improved? Who's Rookie of the Year? Who was most hated? What was the Match of the Year? All that stuff, you let us know. Now, of course, I have my own personal beliefs about that stuff. For Matches of the Year, who can deny the main event of Season 5 Cauldron of Hate with Vigo taking on Pierre the Beast Vachon, a great matchup. The main event of the Brass Ring, the elimination match of Survival, the Enemy and Franz Roddy against all three members of the Uprising, was a memorable match to say the least. The Coronation Cup event, of course, Franz Roddy against Roman Dominguez from Season 5 Cauldron of Hate, as I mentioned earlier. All these other great matches took place, a lot of memorable moments, and what can happen now in IYFW in 2012? Well, one thing we do know that's going to happen in 2012, January 14th, Boston Area Community Center in Boston Spa, New York, seize the moment will be happening. Pierre the Beast Vachon defends the In Your Face Wrestling Championship against Drake Evans. Drake Evans has been on a quest in IYFW ever since April of 2010 to gain back the IYFW Championship. And right now at our homepage at iYFWrestling.com, you can read a great article by another one of our correspondents, Mr. William Bacon, about Drake Evans entitled Destined to Be Champ. Again, well, that's all up to Drake Evans, and definitely up to Pierre the Beast Vachon. Pierre the Beast Vachon, folks, he is a maniacal, crazy, crafty individual. He's got that wrestling pedigree, being a Vachon. He's got strength, he's got power, he's got aggressiveness, he's got agility when he needs it. He's almost a total package out there, folks, and to beat him takes a lot of intestinal fortitude. But Drake Evans is a man who has proven time and time again that when the chips are down, he can come back and he can fight the good fight and rise to the occasion. And maybe, just maybe, January 14th will be his night to seize the moment. Also for January 14th, we're going to find out, are we going to have a tag team title match? We're also going to see, has Franz Roddy signed the contract yet to defend the Newbury title against Shiloh Robinson January 14th, or is he still playing some power games with IYFW management? All this to be taking place on January 14th, and we should be getting some other comments from other stars in IYFW here at this website, so keep checking us out. Well, it's been a great 2011. We thank all of the fans out there for their continued support. We can't wait to get into the new year 2012. Thank you all once again so very, very much. We hope you enjoyed your holiday season, and a very happy and healthy new year to all our fans here at IYFW and IYFWrestling.com. For the Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.